Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 92. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 67. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 91. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the lawsuit filed by Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach on the Department of Revenue in regards to the orders from Kansas Governor Kelly to continue to allow individuals to change their gender on their driver's license and state-issued IDs, KSN News reports that as of Monday this week, a state court judge has now ordered Kansas to stop allowing transgender individuals to change the listing for their sex on their driver's license ahead of the first hearing for the lawsuit. According to the report, District Judge Teresa Watkins had issued the order after the lawsuit that was filed on two officials in Democrat Governor Kelly's administration over her announcement that the state's motor vehicle division would continue changing those driver's license for transgender individuals to allow their sex listings to match their gender identities. According to the Attorney General's office, the law was changed after taking effect on July 1st from SB 180, known as the Women's Bill of Rights, that mandates government know the biological sex of individuals in public for the safety of women. The order is set to stay in effect for the next 2 weeks.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
A Salina man has been arrested in Dickinson County after the Dickinson County Sheriff's Office arrested him for suspicion of stealing more than $1,000 worth of tools from the Solomon High School. KWCH News reports that the arrest of Troy Holcomb came after the search of the Salina man's home, where police had responded to the burglary call back on Thursday last week, saying that employees of the school had reported near $1,400 worth of tools that were missing. In a statement from the Dickinson Police Department, they said, quote, later in the afternoon, the deputy that responded to the burglary made contact with the suspect in the case, 51-year-old Troy Dean Holcomb of Salina, and was placed under arrest and booked into the Dickinson County Jail on requested charges of burglary and theft. In other news, after boycotts of the company of Target following LGBTQ agendas during Pride Month and focusing on children, the company has announced that they are working on discounts for this year's upcoming school year for the children that's set to take place between July 16th and August 26th, where teachers can save 20% on their school supplies and more throughout the event and season. Good American Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Broadway Academy in Sutton, Nebraska has announced that they are performing the musical known as the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee across the state of Nebraska throughout this week. As they say, over the last 10 years, it's been a big production, bringing in professionals from around the country to work with rural students, giving them intense training on voice, dancing, and acting.
It's our 11th time doing it, but officially it's our 10th year.
Okay.
So we're celebrating a big decade of doing the Broadway Academy in Sutton, Nebraska. It's generally around 30 kids. We've had more, we've had less. COVID's kind of hit us a little bit like everybody else, but we're rebuilding. So kids come from all over the general area. We have Sutton, Aurora, Hastings, Harvard, York, they all come. We bring in professionals from New York and L.A. and just the surrounding area.
The performances are set to take place between July 12th and the 14th, both in Sutton and in York, Nebraska.
looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
I'm here with Stride Bank Chairman and CEO, Cy Mock.
Stride Bank is located at 61st and North Broadway. We are a power, five-star rated bank. When you come for a visit, you will find a full staff of customer service specialists, community bankers, mortgage lenders, commercial lenders, and experienced full-time tellers. Talking with an experienced banker in person or live on the phone is what separates us. Come visit us, 61st and North Broadway, or our branch at 37th and Little. We are proud to be a local bank. Stride Bank.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and continued city cleanup efforts, passing notice and hearings for several properties, including 1203 Laramie, 900 Alston, and several vehicles at 207 Broadway. Property owners with five different properties previously condemned receive extensions of time to complete cleanup and repairs, which were underway, including 200 Calhoun, 1009 North, 707 8th, 819 Pony Express Highway, and 406 Jenkins. Progress was reported at all those locations. In determining the source of a significant leak that has been a continued issue this summer, work to begin after summer closure. City Airport will be closed to aircraft beginning July 12 for taxiway and runway work. Recommendation of the Administrative and Finance Committee for $15,000 toward contract salary for a part-time tourism director was approved. Wayne Cruzy has been contracted for the job split with Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Council voted 6-2 to reduce the amount of a bill levied toward mowing a property at 501 Alston. Several thousand people reportedly attend the Skyfest activity Saturday in Marysville. Hot air balloons were not inflated due to wind shift Saturday evening. It was reported that fireworks will be scheduled again next summer for Saturday, July 6th. A council budget workshop and special meeting will be held this Wednesday evening. Beth Skinner was recognized for her many years as a volunteer maintaining flowers and landscaping at the Pony Express Plaza and 7th Street Corridor. Mill and overlay work is scheduled to begin in Marshall and Nebelhaw counties this week, involving some 21 miles of K-9 from the K-87 junction in Marshall County to Corning, then 6 miles of K-63 from Corning to the Pottawatomie County line. Work will begin at the K-87 junction and be completed in smaller sections to reduce impact to motorists. Traffic will be restricted to one lane directed by a pilot car and flaggers with 12-foot width restrictions in place in the work zone. Work expected to be complete by early October. Hall Brothers of Marysville is contractor on the combined $3.3 million projects. KDOT will be starting a bridge replacement project in mid to late August over Fawn Creek between Blue Rapids and Waterville. That road will be reduced to one-lane traffic with the use of traffic signals. Work beginning mid-August may take place until September 2024. Fire calls recently in Washington County include last Friday. Morrillville was dispatched to hay bales on fire at 24th and Liberty Road. July 4th, Washington responded to a garage fire at 509 E Street. Greenleaf answered a call June 29th with a side-by-side that caught fire at Sunflower and 6th Road. And June 28th, Greenleaf Barnes, Palmer, Hanover, and Waterville departments were called back to a field fire at 4th and Yankee Roads, which had reignited from a hayfield on fire a couple days earlier. Some 90 acres were reportedly involved. The Horse Show Thursday officially kicks off the annual Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. The all-day event begins at 9 a.m. A reminder, livestock weigh-in is Friday from 2 until 6, and all 4-H and open entries will be accepted Friday from 4 until 8. KNDY will begin live on-air coverage beginning Friday afternoon. Stay tuned for chances to register and win state fair tickets during our live broadcast from both the Marshall and Washington County Fairs. The regular July board meeting for Valley Heights USD 498 that was to be held Monday has been rescheduled Wednesday, July 12th at 6 p.m. at the district office. Harold L. Boggs, age 88, of Morroville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned Friday at 2 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church in Washington, burial in the Morroville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Harold Boggs. He had served as principal at North Central High School in Morroville until his retirement. Judy J. Moorhead, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Judy Moorhead. Adam Casey Ingram, age 53, of Washington, passed away June 26th. Family is planning a celebration of life service Saturday, July 15th at 2 p.m. at his residence, 2270 Rainbow Road at Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Casey Ingram.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Some scattered showers are possible early tonight, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Sunshine and cooler throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And another chance for some scattered showers throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout the day on Friday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. And more showers may continue throughout Friday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Another slight chance for some showers throughout Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. And some showers Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 69. The record low, 52. Sunset this evening, 8:54. Sunrise in the morning at 6:11.
Some food pairings are irresistible. Some are downright repulsive. One man thinks he knows why. That story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 12th, the 193rd day of the year. On this day in 2015, Scott Jurek completed the full Appalachian Trail in 46 days, 8 hours, and 8 minutes, setting a new record. Ham and eggs, pork and beans, biscuits and gravy, just some foods that seem to be made for each other. The Cambridge University scientist thinks he knows why. They share similar aroma molecules. Based on his research, he's come up with pairings with the potential to become new classics. Here they are: mashed potatoes and coffee, roast beef and chocolate, and pork with vanilla sauce. Could one of those be the new macaroni and cheese? All it takes, he says, is the proper preparation and execution. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the NBA was looking at some rule changes, and they have approved two new rules that will be added to next season for the NBA, and that is the coaches will get a second challenge if the first one is successful in a game, and also they have changed that there is an in-game flopping penalty, which will be a free throw and getting the basketball. Moving on to college football, Georgia's Kirby Smart is first to admit that he has a speeding issue with his team, as last week another freshman outside linebacker got caught driving 88 in a 55. It is now the 11th traffic related moving violation involving a Georgia football player in their cars since January 15th. New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara has agreed to plead no contest to a misdemeanor charge of breach of peace for his involvement in a 2022 fight in Las Vegas. Have to look at your sports here on Kansas Mid-America Network.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry, you can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Well, last night was the MLB All-Star Game, and last night the Nationals came out on top as they scored 3 runs on 9 hits. American League only scored 2 runs on 7 hits. And that is the first win for the NL since the 2012 All-Star Game. Well, in NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs superfan who had been on the run for 4 months after being charged in December bank robbery has been arrested in California, accused in a criminal complaint of perpetrating a string of robberies in the Midwest, according to court documents unsealed on Monday. Federal authorities arrested Xavier Babudar, 29, near Sacramento on Friday. Well, that was a look at your sports here for your Kansas Mid-America Network. I'm Jeremy Hine.
Wildcat fans, K-State soccer season tickets are on sale now. Secure your seats in Boozer Family Park to watch your Wildcats this fall. Prices remain unchanged at $40 general admission season tickets and $120 Wildcat 4-packs. Your best value at less than $4 per match. Purchase your season tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Patrick Booty in Marysville is your local agent with Marshall County Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services. Farm Bureau Financial Services of Marysville has moved, and the new office is at 811 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agriculture and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 785-353-2313 today. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
With just 1,100 miles, Benortis Motor Company has a like-new 2023 Buick Envision Essence. They have a 2018 Buick Enclave Essence, plus a 2018 Toyota RAV4 and 2017 Jeep Renegade on trade at the Benortis Motor Company in Marysville.
Pollinators come in a variety of sizes and shapes, including flies. It's a very small fly, the no-see-em, that pollinates the flowers of the cacao tree, whose fruit is the source of chocolate. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These chocolate midges are just one member of the 71 fly families that feed on flowers and aid in pollination. Hoverflies rank with solitary bees and bumblebees as important pollinators. Flies can be found in a variety of habitats, from dark, damp forests to mountaintops, in warm southern Africa to frigid cold Antarctica, and locations in between. Flies are often considered a nuisance and their value overlooked, but the large number of flies and their presence in a wide range of locations make them important pollinators. So next time you bite into a candy bar or sip a cup of hot chocolate, remember to thank a fly. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkid Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
The annual Washington County Fair gets underway Tuesday, July 18th, with open class exhibit entry 4:30 till 6:30 p.m. 4-H exhibit check-in is Wednesday, 4:30 till 8. Judging and shows Wednesday and Thursday, with an RC Derby Thursday evening beginning at 7:30. Games and inflatables will operate Friday and Saturday nights. The livestock sale is Friday night at 7. Round Robin Saturday morning starts at 9 with a parade downtown at 6 p.m. A pedal pull will follow with Phil Vandel live Saturday night at 9. Full schedule of events is online at WashingtonCountyKSFair.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
The Wright brothers made their first flight in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. However, it was the farmers around Dayton, Ohio, that helped them perfect the plane. Those pastures were full of dangers, though. The story of what they had to avoid is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
Anytime I'm talking to a friend about new music and I don't know what it is, it's probably because they were listening to radio and I wasn't.
I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on, and radio usually is right there telling me what and when is going on and where it's going on.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, then just about anywhere you can.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
After the Wright brothers' first successful flights in North Carolina in 1903, they returned to Dayton, Ohio for further testing.
A local banker, Torrance Huffman, gave them permission to use his pasture just outside of town.
It was used as prairie. There were cows and horses on the field. The agreement was they could use it for free for their flight experiments as long as they shooed the horses and cows off the field at the beginning of the day.
Julia Frazier shares the story from Dayton Aviation Heritage National Historical Park. She says they used the Huffman pasture for most of 1904 and 05. One lesson they learned was to turn or bank their plane. It happened when Orville was blown toward a tree in that pasture.
A locust tree has about 4-inch thorns. Here he is. He's heading right for this tree, but he figured he had no option, so he pulls up on it and he banks it sharply, assuming that the plane will literally fall apart. It held.
When he landed, he found one wingtip full of thorns, but he did learn how hard he could bank the plane. In October 1905, a record-breaking flight took place here.
The local farmers had always kept an ear out for that little putter of an airplane. They felt if they ran into trouble, there really wasn't anybody else to help. And the engine kept running and kept running. And so it drew in a crowd because all of these farmers thought that they were actually in trouble. And Wilbur did land 39 minutes later after accomplishing 24 miles of flight when he ran out of gas.
At that point, the brothers knew they had the world's first practical airplane. It all took place in this pasture where they avoided the cattle, horses, and locust trees. Traveling the countryside in Dayton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
Benefit from shelter in extreme weather, but you don't necessarily have to build a new barn. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. If you have a wooded area, you can have a natural living barn as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Livestock such as cattle and sheep are able to tolerate a wide range of weather conditions, but they appreciate shelter from driving snow and a place to cool off in the heat. Establishing a natural living barn from trees in the woods can offer the protection they need without having to build a covered structure. Brett Chedzoy is a regional extension forester at Cornell University Cooperative Extension. He says living barns can be developed in an existing wooded area or from scratch by planting trees.
If creating one by planting trees, then conifer species such as pines and spruces and cedars are usually easier to establish and they will offer better protection in the winter. In the summer periods, protection from extreme heat or hailstorms or something like that, either deciduous trees or evergreen trees would work.
When choosing tree species, consult with a forestry expert in your area. Tree density should be low enough to promote good growth and vigor, but high enough to offer protection from weather. Chedzoy says for those reasons, a living barn has to be well managed.
The plants need adequate space to grow, so the living barn should be periodically thinned out, favoring the better trees. Livestock should be excluded from living barn areas when they're not needed, so that the trees are able to rest and recover and to avoid issues like excessive soil compaction or excessive nutrients.
Chedzoy says this type of shelter is adequate for most cattle and sheep, but may not be for goats and other animals that are more susceptible to wet, cold weather. Learn more about living barns at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I was recently reading the story of how Jesus turned 5 loaves and 2 fish into enough food to feed thousands. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. This story is a simple reminder that God provides for our needs, even when it doesn't seem like it. When God gives us resources, He asks that we're good stewards of what we've been given. One way we can do this is by having a holistic financial strategy in place, one that's aligned with our values and priorities. A holistic financial strategy means having a plan for your saving, your investing, your spending, and your giving. It should outline your short-term goals, as well as additional expenses like fund money. It should also include your long-term goals and needs. Think about retirement or paying for your child's education. When you have a holistic plan, you're more likely to have peace of mind. And just like Jesus reminded us when feeding thousands, God provides for us. So use what you've been given and live a purposeful and meaningful life.
Tips for a smooth transition of the farm to the next generation. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fast Line Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fast Line's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fast Line Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit fastline.com for more information. Everyone wants to have a smooth transition of the farm to the next generation, right? Wrong, says Wesley Tucker. He's a University of Missouri Extension Field Specialist.
I ask the older generation all the time, which do you value more, your success or seeing your kids be successful? Because the reality is, American culture tells us that life is a competition. Life is a game. And we are supposed to scratch and claw until the day we die. I have actually seen farmers sabotage their kids so that they can continue to be successful themselves and win at the game.
Not all transitions and successions are horror stories, thank goodness. Tucker says, however, that you can't leave it up to chance.
Do not say, well, my kids all get along. They will work it out after I'm gone. No, they won't. If I want to see my family business continue, I've got to get more creative about this. You have to put a plan in place prior to your death. The more professional a family treats this, having the family business meetings, having the family council meetings that are seeking input from everybody, the easier it becomes. I call it intentional communication. We've got to do it. It's the lifeblood for our family business.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Own the outdoors with a Masterforce electric pressure washer. It offers incredible versatility for your cleaning applications. Its high-pressure soap cannon and quick-connect nozzles make any cleanup job easy. Right now, get a Masterforce 3,000 PSI electric pressure washer for $355.99 after 11% off. Good through July 9th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Prices for new vehicles may be more affordable than you thought, and your new car or truck is waiting at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Go online and see their selection, or stop by the lot on West Court in Beatrice with hundreds of new and used vehicles in all price ranges. Put their finance team to work getting you into a new ride today. Check out incentives for new car or trucks now, and let them evaluate your trade-in. Stop by soon, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Online at winriv.com.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Wednesday, July the 12th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. You know, to spray or not to spray a fungicide application during a drought may be on the minds of many growers in the Midwest. Here's Chad Smith.
With severe drought hitting much of the Midwest, growers may wonder if a fungicide application is worth the cost. Tyler Harp, fungicide technical product lead for Syngenta, says choosing the right fungicide can still help preserve yield in drought conditions.
They're underestimating the value of these newer premium products that are in the market today, what we call as plant health fungicides, which includes products like Merivis Neo and Trivapro. These products are not the same fungicides that maybe your father or your grandfather used to use. We've got a lot of data to show that these new fungicides preserve yield across dry years, like 2020, which was the driest year we've had in the last five, or 2021, which was one of the wettest years we've had in the last 5 years, comparing rainfall during that same period. Syngenta still did our on-farm strip trials, and we still compared the yield potential of these products during both years, and both years averaged between 15 and 18 bushels per acre on average. So if a grower doesn't take advantage of the plant health potential of these products, then they're really just leaving money on the table.
The improvement in plant health and yield protection will make that fungicide application worth the investment.
These new premium fungicides that have this carboxamide class of chemistry allows this more prolonged and pronounced plant health benefits that last over a longer period of time, really protecting that plant during that critical stage when it transitions from vegetative to reproductive. That's when we see this stress that has the most impact on limiting yields. And if you really want to get the most out of the genetic potential that the crop can deliver, there's no better tool today than a plant health fungicide.
And let's look at your ag news.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
ValleyVet.com. Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at ValleyVet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Herbicide-resistant weeds are a growing concern. Learn if the weeds in your field are herbicide-resistant by collecting their seeds on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Herbicide resistance in weed populations is the first step of any resistance management program. This is determined by sending weed seeds to a local extension office testing lab. Erin Hill is a weed diagnostician at Michigan State University. She says weed seeds are usually collected in late summer, early fall. Know where the seeds are formed on the plant and what they look like when they're mature.
So you need to be looking in the correct place on the plant for usually a dark-colored, hard seed, and that depends on the plant. For example, does every Palmer amaranth plant have seed? The answer is no, because for Palmer amaranth, there are male plants and there are female plants. So you can't just go pull five random plants. You actually have to look for the seed.
Hill says once you've collected the seeds from several plants, package them in something that's breathable so mold doesn't form on the seeds and compromise their viability.
I usually advise people to pack them in a paper bag or an envelope and then to double bag that or also put it in a box so that it's not leaking seed. Because if you're going to be mailing it or transporting it and it is resistant, you don't want to be leaving a trail of resistant seed with you.
The seeds are grown and tested in a greenhouse, and it usually takes a few months to get the results. But according to the Weed Science Society of America, 9 out of 10 herbicide failures are due to factors other than resistance. They include weather conditions at the time of spraying, inappropriate weed size or life stage, and one plant shading another. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about collecting weed seeds at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. That report that we said was going to be released today was indeed released, and it did affect the markets, just like we had said. And here's what we're looking at right now. July corn way down after this morning's high, down 20 and a half right now at 551 and a quarter. September corn also down, 482 and a half is your current price, and that's down 12 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July down 8 and a quarter at 810. Kansas City wheat for September down 6 and a quarter at 810 and three quarters. July oats paused at 414 and three quarters. September oats at 423 down 5. December oats down 5 and three quarters at 434. Looking at July soybeans, 1494 right now. That's down 26 and a half. August soybeans, 1447 and a quarter. That's down 24 and a quarter. Looking at cotton for October, 83.15, that's up 20 cents. December cotton, 81.63, that's down 49 cents. Taking a look at live cattle for August, 177.97 and a half, that's down 85 cents. October live cattle, 181.35, that's down 37 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for August, 247.22 and a half, that's up 7 cents. Feeder cattle for September, 250.15, that's down 15 cents. Crude oil for August, 75.55, that's up 72 cents. September crude, 75.34, that's up 63 cents. Gold for August, 1962.90, that's up $25.80. October gold, 1981.80, that's up $25.60. Silver for July, $24.01, that's up 92 cents. Silver for September, $24.33, that's up $1.04. Let's look at your market information.
It's time to celebrate independence and kick your summer off with a bang with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. We're going to help you celebrate with savings of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford car, truck, or SUV in stock. That gives you a total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with financing as low as 0% APR. With a great selection, big discounts, and low financing offers, buying your new Ford has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford. Save big with discounts of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford in stock. Financing as low as 0% APR or total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference today at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees. Discount off new Fords in stock. Excuse Bronco. Mach E23C083. MSRP 77990. 1,000 discount plus 8,900 rebate. Sale price 68090. 0% APR financing for up to 36 months. Has select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of $47.78 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be...
You work hard to provide for yourself and your family. But should the unexpected happen, you need to ensure that you and your belongings are adequately protected. Our agents will conduct a risk assessment for your unique situation and make recommendations that fit your personal needs. Plus, you can count on a local professional who is trustworthy, reliable, and accessible. At Alliance Insurance, we specialize in personal and commercial insurance lines, surety, and bonding. We help our clients protect their people and their business with the best products in the industry with the personal touch of a local agent. Stop in at 709 Broadway, downtown Marysville, or give us a call at 785-562-2393 to visit with one of our local agents.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. K-State announced a global collaboration on sorghum and millet. Director of Engagement and Leadership for the Global Collaboration of Sorghum and Millet, Nat Bascom, discusses what the global collaboration is and hopes to accomplish. This July, K-State is teaming up with sorghum and millet experts to work towards the future of global food security.
We've been managing here at Kansas State University a research for development grant that is funded by the United States Agency for International Development. So over the last 10 years, we've built up this credible network of expertise for the continent of Africa, but also globally, as it has spillback benefits to the U.S. as it relates to sorghum production, as well as pearl millet. So in July, we will be finishing that 10-year program. And so at K-State, together with the dean, we felt like it was time to move into the future and institutionalize this work that was funded by USAID to take it forward at Kansas State and to kind of propel us into the future, doing similar work but expanding in terms of the types of partners and resources that we can kind of organize to continue to really tackle food security in Africa based on these crops, but also with benefits back to the U.S. Producers as well.
Bascom lists how they want to enhance the use of sorghum and millet around the world.
We want to look at that harnessing of the incredible genetic resources of these two crops, which originate in Africa. We also want to look at really unique and appropriate technologies for production environments, both the smallholder as well as large mechanized operations, and then really moving even into what we would call the value addition, the market pull. So you're looking at unique food products, which in the U.S., I think about maybe 6% of the sorghum crop is utilized for actual food products. But in Africa, it would be the reverse. It would be almost 90%.
Working globally requires a lot of networking. Bascom talks about the benefits of having a diverse team in the lab.
We have, over the years, built up what we would call a Pan-Africa network of expertise technologies. So over the course of our work, I'll give you an example. We were in Niamey, Niger, in February, and we were there for our annual review meeting. But in that room, we had some of the top genomists in the world who are at the cutting edge of trying to really dig in on gene discovery and then what those genes can mean over time.
That was Director of Engagement and Leadership for the Global Collaboration of Sorghum and Millet, Nat Bascom, with what might be the future in sorghum and millet. For more information on K-State's collaboration, visit www.globalsorghumandmillet.com. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Come on out and join Vance Gerdes Funeral Home for the Jefferson County Fair. Check out the 4-H exhibits, carnival, delicious food, and so much more. There is sure to be something for everyone. From your friends at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell, providing caring professional service for over 25 years.
legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.